The Season of Christmas. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in clothes and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the angels said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. Luke chapter 2. Each year on Christmas Day, the liturgical color for sanctuary adornments changes from purple or blue to white, the color which symbolizes purity and reverence, used for all high holy days and festivals of the church year. But in traditional Christian churches, the commemoration of the birth of Christ is not just one high and holy day, but a seasonal celebration lasting 12 days in the church calendar. Most historians agree that by the early 4th century, Christians began celebrating the birth of Jesus as an alternative to the pagan celebration of the birth of the sun at the winter solstice on December 25th, which is heralded as the onset of spring and renewal on the earth after the long travail of winter. The nativity story in Luke's gospel is told from Mary's perspective as she endures a season of labor before the fact to reconcile the conflict of her thoughts and emotions regarding this extraordinary event. Having found favor with God, Mary is to become the Theotokos, mother of the Most High God. Troubled and afraid, she feels unequal to the task as an earthen vessel to carry the Holy Other in her body, but nevertheless submits herself to the will of God. From this point, Christ was born into this world in silent isolation as a gradual manifestation in Mary's own heart as well as her body. Even So Come, by Lena Lee Marler. Come, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus. In the hush of the trembling stillness, so silent are your gentle stirrings on the scattered straw. O come, Lord Jesus, come, Lord Jesus. In this moment scarcely can I breathe. So sweet is your breath born in the stable of this poor heart. Even so, come.
So silent are your gentle stable of the Spirit.